So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, we're going to try to do this thing here. What's up, y'all? It's your man, Earnest, or you love Earnest. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. And this is, as you can see from the title, this is about the beef everybody, in quotation marks, has with Drake. Now, you know, there's going to be multiple uploads of, because I have a lot of notes, or at least as far as episodes, aside from the reviews that I've been doing. And I figured, please let me do some episodes that are, you know, outside of these reviews, because these reviews or these albums I've been listening to haven't been really hitting like that. Beginning of the year, I was like, okay, 2024, let's get it. Not so much now, but the year is still what it is, and we still have a lot more months to go. So that means a lot more music to consume. So I ain't, you know, too worried. You know what I'm saying? I do have to walk back though, because I done forgot something in my damn apartment. So you're gonna hear me walk back. But anyways, as I was stating before, we're here to talk about, is this thing still recording? Yeah. About Drake versus everybody. Now, here's my stance on it. This is not, I'm not gonna rate any diss songs. I know I talked about the future Metro Boomin Kendrick Lamar song, right? I talked about that, right? So one would think, and you'd be, you know, you wouldn't be wrong in thinking or assuming, but one would think or assume that I would then share my thoughts on J. Cole's response, which I don't think can be found anywhere. I didn't listen to it when it dropped. And I didn't get the chance to listen to the album that he put out for a couple days. But I have a strong feeling that I'd still be able to listen to it and review it, because I feel like somebody got it on YouTube. So, yeah, you know, you might get a review from me about that album. You might not. I have it on my notes of reviews of albums to listen to and review. But if I can't find it, I'm not going to sweat over it. There's tons of other albums that are out right now, projects in general, that I can easily just review and listen to. So it ain't no sweat off me. All right. But as far as what's going on, Drake put out two diss tracks. I didn't hear any of them, to be honest with you. I didn't hear them because, as you can hear from, you know, me being outside or just whatever, I'm moving around a lot. Like, I'm like, I don't have the time. The time that I do have to listen to, like, this is usually the time I'm taking out while I'm on my travels and at the gym or whatever. That's usually the time I'm taking to listen to albums. So then when I have sedentary, can't even say that word, when I have some downtime, I am able to then do the review of said album, right? But that's not the case now. Now, that's not to say you're not going to get a review from me. Next week, next Monday, because you will. I know for a fact that I'm still going to have some time. Week ain't over yet. I'm still going to have some time to be able to, while I'm, you know, on the go and whatever, listen to that album or that music project and share my thoughts on it. So you will still get a new album review from me in a few days. So sweat not. But as far as this goes and why I didn't have the time to, I simply just didn't have the time and I want, to be honest with you. It's Drake. Y'all know how I feel about Drake. He's a good rapper. But not a fan. So I didn't rush to hear his diss tracks. But hey, at least he's got them. At least he's got them out. He's got two. J. Cole has one that is deleted, I guess. So I guess he has zero, but I mean, he has his, he has a spirit of a go, of a response track to Kendrick. Not necessarily a, you know, one that exists anymore, but the spirit remains, I guess. And also, but Kendrick, the one guy, well, I won't say one, I'm a fan of Cole as well, right? But the guy that I'm a, the biggest fan of within the three names that I just named, Kendrick has zero response backs to Drake or J. Cole. Now, even in my take, when I talked about my thoughts on the song they did, I was saying, hey, I would really like a response from Kendrick within the next week or so. I hope he's not going to go off and be silent for 2 years. And then the next time we hear him, it's a response. Or, you know, the next time we do hear from him, it's yet another album. Another album that I'm pretty sure, or I'm guessing that I will enjoy. I can't say pretty sure, but another album that I'm probably going to enjoy from him. But nonetheless, it's like you stir the pot. And that's my thing with this whole, I guess my impatience. Here's my level of impatience with Kendrick. It's not to the point where I'm going to tarnish dude's name. I'm going to make it seem like, oh my God. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over Kendrick not responding. I'm just not. I'm seeing a lot of hip-hop fans, or quote-unquote hip-hop heads, sounding like they losing sleep over Kendrick Lamar sleeping at night instead of being in the studio and recording response. Now, there have been inklings and folks saying there is a response. All right? If or when it comes out, I'm likely going to jump to listen to it. I'm going to be honest with you. Again, because I'm a fan, you know? I'm not guessing, well, what do I want to say here? I have no doubt that Drake's response, at least the first one I heard, and this is from people that I know who actually listen to everybody's responses, right? And some of these folks are Drake fans as well. So I listened to their opinion on Drake. They said the first response was good. And that second response, one where he used AI, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg, people either hated it or loved it. That was the more controversial response. And it nothing, not because Drake said anything that was worth a damn. It was because people felt like, you know, the AI scare, right? That was a part of it. And this construction going on. So if you hear some I'm about to walk past, just letting you know. But you know, the whole AI scare, and I just heard it was whack. Like, it wasn't even like, it didn't even sound like, well, it sounded like Pac and Snoop, but it didn't feel like the flow wise was a Pac flow. It sounded more like a Drake flow with a Tupac voice. So in a sense, he just had their voiceovers rather than he rapped what he rapped, but he used Pac, a Pac voiceover and a Snoop Dogg voiceover rather than just saying those words himself. And I saw a critique on that. Shout out to my guy BZ430 from Dead End Hip Hop. I saw his critique on that, and he shared that that statement. And I would have to say I 100% agree with him saying, hey, Drake, I'd rather you just say this thing instead of rapping over this, you know, watered down Dre beat with a terrible impression of, a terrible impression meaning flow-wise, of Snoop Dogg and Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather you just say those words. And that's my thing. Because as I'm listening to them say that, I'm like, why did he have to? Like, I know why he did what he did. Let me put it that way. I know why he did what he did. It's supposed to be a troll of, and I think a lot of people who hated the song, you can still hate it. You can feel however you want to feel. But I think you missed the point, right? Y'all got me defending Drake, but nah. I think y'all missed the point of that song. I don't think that point was meant to be serious at all. That song was meant to be serious. I truly believe it was a troll job. Let's look at it from this angle, guys. Kendrick Lamar is from the West Coast, right? He is deemed as like the West Coast legend now, right? Snoop Dogg, Tupac, who are they? West Coast legends within hip hop. So Drake, knowing that, he decides, I'm going to get these legends, right, to get on this song and diss Kendrick Lamar, right? That's what, you know, that was the game that he was playing there, the troll job. You know, whether it worked or not, you know, that's, I don't think it worked. Because Kendrick didn't go, oh my God, my heroes, they don't like me. Yeah, I highly doubt that's what, how Kendrick is feeling right now. You know, and it obviously didn't work because Tupac's estate, his estate is saying, nah, we don't like that. And you have 24 hours to remove that terrible verse that you used our Tupac on, or else you're getting sued. And Snoop Dogg, he just laughed it off, and you know, he didn't pick a side, but he just laughed it off and was like, oh, everybody blowing me up, because people, for some reason, thought it was really Snoop Dogg. I mean, if it sounded like Snoop, then I can understand why people thought it was him. But, yeah, that was the, I guess, situation that surrounded that. Now, as far as my thoughts on it, using AI to pretty much start beef, I can see why that's a scare, because to me that's just, I mean, it's fake. It's fake. It's people are saying, oh, it's the art, it's the technology of today. If you're gonna use technology of today as a reason to do some stupid shit like that, because honestly, it's dumb. I think it's dumb that Drake, again, he could have easily just said what he wanted to say instead of saying, hey, look at what Tupac said about Kendrick Lamar, even though he's dead. Look at what Snoop Dogg said about Kendrick Lamar. And Snoop Dogg is alive. If Snoop really had these words to say about Kendrick, my guess is Snoop will actually say these words, you know? Now,
I thought Snoop's response, and I know he didn't respond with music, but I thought his response was very telling. And yeah, I'm going there. Him laughing it off and acting as if though he didn't, my thing with Snoop is he didn't vehemently disagree with it. He didn't disagree with it, period. He didn't disagree with the usage of his voice being voiced over on a diss track, making it seem as though he is the one saying things that Drake is actually saying, right? Allegedly Drake. Nonetheless, it wasn't actually Snoop who said those things, whether it was a voiceover, whether it was AI. It wasn't actually Snoop Dogg who said those things. But he didn't deny it either. When I say deny, I don't mean like deny, like, that wasn't me, y'all, snippity dibbity. No, he said, like, I'm saying that he didn't come out instantly was like, y'all, that wasn't me. Like, I would not say that about Kendrick, or I simply did not say that about Kendrick. Whether I would or wouldn't, I wouldn't tell y'all that, but I didn't say it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, that speaks more volumes to me than this supposed rap beef. Now we're getting into why I feel as though this beef ain't really what it's supposed to, well, it's advertised to be. It's advertised as all these great rappers, these lyricists fighting for the number one spot. That is the lie macho hip-hop fans tell themselves about any rap beef. Now, there are rap beefs that started from that. But then there are rap beefs, or just music beefs in general, that ain't got shit to do with any of that. Ain't got nothing to do with fighting for the number one spot or who's the best or, you know, none of that. And this one clearly isn't. When I say it clearly isn't, it's because Rick Ross. Rick Ross coming out and now dissing Drake. Rick Ross's problem with Drake is clearly not, oh, you said you was the best rapper, oh, and I'm better than you. Oh, that is not his problem, guys. And what rap fans like to do, because it's a male-dominated thing and it's consumed mainly by men as well, they're not gonna keep it real about what's really got them, you know, hyped up about this beef. It's not, oh my God, lyrical giants going together, going at one another. That might be the case for some folks. I'm not going to say that everybody is lying when they say that. But I know for a fact, a lot of you, especially you hip-hop publications out there, a lot of y'all thrive on the whole drama aspect. Drama. And that's the reason why you want a response from Kendrick so bad. That's the reason why you're enjoying this beef so much. It's not because, oh my God, great rappers going at one another. This is the part of the sport I like. It's keeping it competitive. And I know I mentioned that, but I obviously mentioned that before anybody responded, whether it was a deleted response or not. But I mentioned that as like a hope. Like, I hope this is what is going to come from this. Foolish of me to think that. But nonetheless, that was a hope of mine. This is not what this beef is about, or at least not to everybody. You know? This is about drama at the end of the day. And these macho straight dudes don't want to admit that they too are into drama. They too are drama queens. Yep, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it out loud out here. where there's people around. I'm going to say this for y'all listening right now. But in like with everything, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know what I'm saying? As I said it before, I do believe there are folks. Hold on, y'all. I'm getting a call. All right. So hopefully part one is saving. I got a call and I had to pick it up. It was not one of those calls where I said, oh, you can deny any call. Let me stop rambling like I always do. I don't even remember my last point, so I'm going to just start from this point that I believe I was coming from. This ain't no rap beef about who's the hottest lyricist, right? It's drama. It's trolling. It's what today's, quote-unquote, hip-hop fans like. Drama and trolling. But the macho aspect of being a hip-hop fan is still part of the culture. So they have to keep on this facade of, yeah, we're just enjoying the fact that these great rap artists are beefing. And I got to stop again. No, actually, I don't want to stop. I don't know this number. All right. And I don't have any more scheduled time to call folks. All right. Like I told you, I'm in a time crunch. Everybody want to call and shit. Hopefully y'all can hear me now and not the ring. But yeah, it's not about, and I'm a say this one more time. Get it cemented in your head. Hopefully y'all can hear. This is not a rap beef about who is the best rapper. Stop it. It's all drama. It's all clicks. It's all views. At the end of the day, maybe one person, Kendrick, might be. He might not be coming at it from an angle of, I don't want to be buddy-buddy with you niggas because I'm better than you. But that's surely not everybody, you know? So, as far as just everything else, yeah, honestly, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I got everything off my chest. I feel like I got everything off my chest about the situation here, this whole Drake versus everybody. No, I didn't, actually. I did mention Rick Ross, and I believe that was my last point. Rick Ross is not coming at Drake because he thinks he's a better rapper than Drake. And he's like, if Drake is calling himself the top rapper, then I'm going to say, fuck you. You're not the top rapper. I'm better than you. And I'm going to continue making diss tracks. You can see clearly this is not about lyricism. And I'm not saying Ross is a bad rapper. I think I like Rick Ross as a rapper. You know, just because y'all have never gotten an album review from me, or at least not on, you know, this. I may have done written reviews in the past, but not on this one. Does not mean that, you know, I don't like Ross's, or I don't think he can rap. You know, his music is here and hit and miss, but I kind of view him in as far as Drake in the same boat as far as making rap music. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. I'd rather have Drake rapping than the sing-songy shit. I like Rick Ross rapping. He's not the best. But Rick Ross, once again, is not coming at Drake over some I'm better than you at rapping beef. You hear the insults. You see the trolling. That's what this beef is about. And I'm not the old man screaming, yes, I'm the hip-hop head, the hip-hop purist, whatever the hell you want to call me. But this beef, I ain't losing sleep over it. Like I said, I'm not losing sleep over the fact that this is not a lyrical, miracle, spiritual, rap monster, I'm better than you type beef. I'm not losing sleep over it. I'm simply not. But I do feel the need, or I do feel compelled. Let me put it that way. I do feel compelled to make it clear, like, y'all, put that perspective out there, at the very least, to say, y'all, this is not what y'all saying it is. It's really not, you know? Kanye is another name that inserted himself in this situation. And we all know Kanye is an attention whore. This ain't got nothing. Kanye's going to say, again, he's going to say all the quote-unquote right things and say, I'm better than Kendrick. I'm better than Drake. I'm better than J. Cole. Who are they think they are thinking they call themselves the big three? I'm better than all of them. Kanye's an attention whore. We know this. Guys, like, let's stop pretending. We don't know these things about these artists. You might not want to admit to it because, again, macho hip-hop says that men aren't supposed to be attention whores. The only attention whores are women. Macho hip-hop says that men aren't into drama. Men are not drama queens, right? But history, and me being a man, I can tell you that all of that shit is false. Men, indeed, can be attention whores. Hip-hop fans, in quotation marks again, can be drama queens and all about the drama. And not about who's rapping better, but all about the drama. So, that's really the perspective I really wanted to put out there. Yeah, that's that. That's my thoughts. You will get another episode, not just one on Monday, but I got to speak on the whole Quavo, Chris Brown, I can't even say his name, Chris Brown beef. So, like, yeah. I wanted to make that a separate episode just to add more episodes to this thing. So, yeah. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out. What's up, y'all? So I am back inside. This is a totally different day from when I recorded the first two parts, by the way. But I am inside. I will have to step out again, but not anytime soon. But I'm back inside, and there's more actually that I have to say about this situation. Two more points that I wanted to make. One of the points I was making before, but I feel as though I didn't fully flesh out. So here is me attempting to flesh out again, bringing up Rick Ross one more time within this situation with his beef with Drake, and why this beef is not your, it's not the who's the best lyricist. It's not that. It's not that, like, who's the best rapper right now type of thing that, again, the hip-hop fans or quote-unquote hip-hop fans are claiming it to be about, or claiming, you know, that's what, you know, that's why they are tuned in, because all these lyrical gladiators duking it out. No, that's not the case. Again, as I mentioned before, just look at the content of what is being said between Rick Ross and Drake. Hell, I eventually heard snippets. I will say that. I won't say the entire song, but I eventually heard snippets of Drake's response to, again, Metro Boomin and Future, right? And K-Dot as well. And even in those snippets, it wasn't necessarily, again, about the lyricism. It was pretty much Drake doing what he does. I'm better than you because I have more money. I have more girls. I effed your girl before you, and that's why you mad at me. You know what I'm saying? My house is bigger than yours. All that crap, right? None of that stuff is about lyricism at all. Now, Drake was rapping well on that, as I said in part one or two, one of those previous parts where I said that, sure, I didn't listen to the song, but if I know Drake, and I do know Drake, I know when he raps, he does typically rap well, you know? And I was not surprised about, again, the snippets that I heard with his response to those three that I just named. But it's not about the lyricists. It's not about who's the best rapper. That's not what this beef is about. And again, I'm going to keep driving that point home, because that's how I truly feel about this beef. And also,
I just think that it's misinformation if you are trying to get people into hip hop and the competitive nature of it. Yeah, you know, there, like I said, there are hip hop beefs in history that went on because of the basis of I'm a better lyricist than you. I'm a better rapper than you. You know, one in particular, and people probably going, you know, side eye this one. I'm not saying that this was one of the best beefs ever. I'm just saying this was an example of two rappers coming at one another because one rapper said that he was number one. And then another rapper says, you're trash, my guy. Like, you're not number one. You're not the best rapper ever. Nelly and KRS-One. All right. Nelly, at some point in time, said that he was the number one. He made a song and everything. He was the best rapper and all that stuff, right? KRS-One heard that song and took offense. Well, I won't say took offense to it, but felt the need to respond. They had their situation. Again, whether it was a big rap beef, popular or not, the basis of it is one rapper said, I'm the best rapper. Another rapper, even from a different era, was like, nah, dude, you not the best. And they went back and forth and had their things, their thing because of that. That's an example of two rappers. Now, whether you agree with either of them, whether you think Nelly was on to something or KRS was on to something, whether you think they both trash, whether you think they both good, we're not here to discuss that. What I'm saying here is, that was an example. That's just one of the many examples in hip hop where you had a rapper or rappers, more than just two going at it, but rappers nonetheless coming and saying, hey, listen, oh, someone coming out and saying, hey, listen, I'm better than you, or I'm just number one, period. And they didn't even have to say a name. You know, sometimes they said names, other times it was just, I'm just better than you, not just you, but everybody. You know, and then other people responded. That's an example of that type of rap beef or battle, you want, whatever you want to call it. Once again, this is not that. This is not that. It's a rap beef. It's a rap, you know, feud, whatever you want to call it. It's competition. But this is not that. And, you know, I'm the dude that's going to keep it real. I keep it real about how I feel about the music that I listen to on here. And I'm going to keep it real about just, you know, my observations about what's going on. Simply because, and here's the thing, simply because I'm saying that this is not really about who's the best rapper doesn't mean that anyone who is entertained, like there's something wrong with you or you're not, you know. Well, I am saying to some folks will say they're hip hop fans, but they only into the drama. They're not really into, again, lyricism and all this other stuff. And on a side note, you'll hear the review for J. Cole's album because I ended up finding it. It was not deleted anywhere. I know I said that, you know, in part one or two or so again. But I ended up finding it, listening to it, and I recorded that, or I at least took note of my thoughts on that album, and you will hear that review. I only bring that up because obviously J. Cole is or was a part of this beef. But he bowed out, and I feel as though that he is the only individual right now, because we haven't heard anything from Kendrick since the song with Future and Metro Boomin, but he was the only one a part of this big feud with Drake or involving Drake, because he wasn't necessarily feuding with Drake, but he's the only one involved in this situation that was about the lyricism, about showing off his lyrical prowess and saying how great I am and how much better I am than, you know, X, Y, and Z. But he bowed out. And once he left, even when he wasn't part of it, I still had no faith that this beef was going to be about simply about the bars and lyricism and who's better. But now that he is bowed out of it, no one can make the point that this is about bars and lyricism. I would really want to know why did you, if you seriously think this is still a beef about bars and lyricism, what makes you think that? Because they're rapping? Simply because people are rapping doesn't mean that it's about they're rapping simply about I'm better than you because I'm a better rapper than you. Again, look at the content of the trolling of Rick Ross and Drake. Look at here, listen to the songs. It's about gossip. It's about drama. It's about behind the scenes stuff that they're now bringing out to the forefront. It's about materialism as in, oh, I'm richer than you. I'm this, that, and the third. You can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's about name calling insults. And again, I'm not saying all this stuff is like bad or whatever the case is, but I'm just saying it's not what you're saying. This beef is not what you're saying it is. That's all I'm saying here. I'm not, if you're, this stuff is entertaining, but it's not entertaining in this, in the sense of it's entertaining because it's gladiators going at it as far as like lyrical gladiators. And everybody, except for Future and Metro Boomin, of course, but everybody in this situation can rap. From Ross to J. Cole, who was in this situation, to Drake, to Kendrick Lamar. Now, again, there are few of those names that I just named that rap better than others. And I know the Future Brigade, Future can rap, Future can rap. You keep saying he can't rap again. Y'all keep saying he can, and I have no doubt in my mind there are instances where it's like, yeah, sure, cool. But on the level of these guys, not even to a Drake level, to be honest with you. You know, Future's Dungeon Family affiliation, and, you know, that's not enough for me to say, hey, he's a great rapper, because Dungeon Family's got some great rappers. So what? Drake got some great rap affiliations as well, or at least people who, you know, co-sign his ish. Now, I don't mean I'm going to be like Drake is the best because Bun B. Bun B tends to like him, and Bun B's really good at rapping. Like, no. So, you know, I don't do the whole affiliation thing. I judge talent based off of what I see and what I hear. They're individual. This is not a co-signing type thing where, and that's the thing that makes me different from, I guess, a lot of other hip hop or rap fans. A lot of people just do the whole affiliation game, where it's who do you know that is a trusted voice that has your back? Now, those things work in certain situations, certain instances, of course. But when we're talking about better rapping, the best way to make that decision, in my opinion at least, is for you to actually listen to said artist yourself. Not listen to what an artist that you know said about them. You listen to that artist yourself, and you make your own mind up. I know that's a problem with, you know, everything and all this other stuff. People don't seem to like that, but that's just not how I wrote. It's not that I don't take the word of a Bun B or of a whoever seriously, right? It's not that I don't take these guys' points of view seriously and think that, they're just, you know, their word don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to mean more to me than my own opinion. I will say that no matter how good of a co-sign that co-signer is, it's not going to mean more than my own personal viewpoint. But it's not like I'm going to tarnish that person's viewpoint. You know, that was kind of a side note, but I just wanted to make that clear because that was something that, you know, in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to at least mention. If not, do a full episode about just this whole idea of hip hop culture. And a lot of, you know, these folks, not everybody, but a lot of folks only tend to like folks, you know, because of a cosign, you know, a group mentality type thing. And, you know, that's not what I do over here. You know, people who truly enjoy and respect this podcast do so because they know that I'm someone that can stand on his own and say his opinion without having to have a group of individuals co-sign it or, you know, fall into groupthink mentality. I just keep it real. I keep it respectful and I keep it real, you know. Try to be as respectful as possible. Try to be as honest as possible. That's all I'm doing here. And stating my opinion. What else was I going to say about, because I said I was going to make 2 points. Again, the whole Rick Ross thing. I think that was, this is what happens when I go on tangents. I like mess with myself. So it was, I think the 2 points were kind of almost in the same vein. You know, in a sense of, listen to what is being said at the end of the day. And that's what I'm saying. Like, listen to what is being said before you determine what type of hip hop beef this is. Now, I know this doesn't matter to a lot of folks. They just want to see a response. They want entertainment. They want the drama behind, ooh, is he going to say something? Ooh, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of this, not just with male hip hop or female hip hop, a lot of just hip hop in general is right now just predicated on these beefs. I haven't shared my thoughts on the female beefs, and it's not because I'm unaware of them. It's because all of them are very forced. I think all of them are very forced. Now, granted, there's some like animosity that's actually festering and bubbling. But I believe it was like Saweetie and Ice Spice or whatever, or whoever, right? I think that thing was very, very, very forced. Nobody's listening to music like that. You know, nobody but me, but nobody's listening to these folks' music. So now they got to get the drama into it to get people just to listen to it and talk about it. Simple as that. So that's why I feel as though a lot of these beefs is going on. And I'm probably going into conspiracy mode, so I'm going to stop that. Plus, I don't think it's a big conspiracy. I don't think it's, they're just trying to distract black people from what's going on over here. We're almost leaning into Earnest Thoughts podcast mode when we talk about stuff like that. But I'm just going to say this and then end it off here. If you're somebody who seriously thinks that everything is supposed to be a distraction, meanwhile, if you're so educated on the aspect of what a distraction is, and you know, like something is like, if you, or you feel as though that this is some planned attack to distract people from some evil stuff that's going on behind the scenes, instead of saying dumb stuff like, this is a distraction, how about you just point out what that thing is that we are apparently being distracted about? It makes absolutely no sense to me to scream, it's a distraction. All of this is a distraction for what? What are we being distracted about? See, a lot of y'all folks scream that and y'all got nothing to say. There are other things in the world that's happening, obviously, outside of this rap beef. Other things that are much more dangerous and much more serious than hip hop's beefs going on right now between the male and women or whatever the case is, right? We get that. But if you are privy to these things, if you are truly privy to these things, won't you just educate people on it? And sure, are people are going to listen to it? No. No, they're not. I can tell you from experience, they're not going to listen to it. But you know the truth. And when I say they're not going to listen to it, you might not get the masses is what I'm saying, but people will listen. And you won't just be another stupid voice all in the wind saying this is a distraction. And then you're not actually saying what are people being distracted about. It's better to point out what's going on behind the scenes than to get on your soapbox about it, but then not say anything because you might as well not had said anything in the first place. You know, you call yourself trying to educate people on things and then you don't tell them what the lesson is. It's weird.
You know what I'm saying? We go to a biology class or whatever, a science class, right? And the lesson today is how to plant seeds. And yet you're not talking about the basic, you know, you're not giving the lesson. You're not just, you call yourself teaching, but you're not telling the class what the lesson is about. Are you really teaching or are you just speaking? So I'm going to leave that there. I know that, like I said, I was crossing more so into Earnest Thoughts podcast type stuff, not necessarily the My Two Cents podcast stuff. But again, just to reiterate what I said at the beginning parts, this is not about lyricism. Simple as that. Oh, that's another point that I wanted to make. It was regarding Drake. I'm sorry, y'all, but you know what I'm saying? More extended is... Y'all getting multiple episodes anyways. If you're a fan, you should rejoice about this, right? More work for me. More listening time for you. But everybody talking about... Everybody comparing Drake to Thanos and everybody going at Drake because he's the Thanos and... Stop it. Stop it. That was probably the worst thing that Marvel could have done was create Thanos because now everybody want to create... No, not create, but compare somebody to Thanos because Thanos, everyone, if you don't know what was going on in the Marvel movies, Thanos was the big bad wolf guy, you know, the big bad villain for the Marvel movies, the Civil War and blah, 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 right? And all the Marvel superheroes came together to fight Thanos. Thanos wanted to destroy the world or, you know, evaporate the world because he said human beings are trash, basically. So with that being said, or blip the world, that's what it was, because human beings are trash. So everyone was like, we can't allow him to do it. We got to team up. We got to put our differences aside. We have to team up and we have to take down Thanos. Yeah, and I'm laughing because it's like, were y'all really comparing Drake to Thanos though? This dude already has an overinflated ego and also is one of the most insecure rappers I've ever seen in my lifetime. But both of those things, that's the duality of R.B. Graham. You know what I'm saying? But aside from all of that, the psyche eval, he still does have a super inflated ego. Calling him Thanos is just going to make it worse. Now he's never, ever, ever, not that I thought he was ever going to come down from his high, but he's never going to come. He's really going to think that he's got the power of Thanos. Let me tell y'all right now. Stop it. And it's not because, oh, y'all are inflating the ego of a man that I don't like, you know, as far as music goes, right? It's the simple fact that calling this man Thanos when there are tons of rappers, in fact, a rapper going at him right now who is better than him. And no, I'm not talking about Rick Ross, although I did say I do think Rick Ross has that slight advantage as far as rapping goes with Drake. But I'm not talking about Rick Ross. I am talking about Kendrick Lamar. Hell, even someone who was on his side, I guess, in quotation marks, J. Cole is a hell of a lot of better rapper than Drake. If you were to call him Thanos, that means that he had to be the most powerful rapper in a sense of, you know, lyrical ability and all this other stuff. Now, y'all want to talk about powerful in a sense that, oh, but he's rich and he's got this and he's able to do this and he's able to. So stop calling it a rap beef or stop lying to yourself and saying that this is a rap beef. That's about lyricism. Stop telling people, oh, I'm only into this beef because it's lyrical giants going at one another. No, it's not. Or at least not in this situation here. What it is, it's a guy with a whole lot of money and a whole lot of yes men who are willing to hurt people behind the scenes simply because he has a lot of money and influence. Drake. against other rappers who have a whole lot of money and also have a whole lot of yes men behind the scenes who are also willing to do bodily harm to people just because of the person that has a whole lot of money and influence. There's that. There is that. So, stop calling them Thanos. Y'all sound like a lot of hip hop fans. Y'all the reason why I don't necessarily like talking to hip hop with anybody. It's not because I can't back up my disposition. It's because y'all are so fucking cringe. And yeah, I had to cuss. You've been trying not to cuss, but I had to. Y'all been so damn cringe, yo. Y'all are not been. It's been, oh, well, y'all have been really, really cringe for years. For as long as I've been doing this podcast, to be honest with y'all. But it seems as though when I think that you can't get any more cringier, yeah, prove me wrong, man. So anyways, that is truly the end of what I have to say about this whole Drake versus everybody beef. If there is more that I have to say, then I'll probably just do a part two and all this other stuff. But I feel as though I got all of my, for real this time, I feel as though I got everything that I had to say about this situation out the way. So with that being said, I'm going to end it right here for real, for real. I'm not going to do the usual outro. And yeah. Till next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out. That was the usual outro, though, so I guess I was doing it.